Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all this evening, and good to see that everybody remembered to turn the clocks the right direction. Of course, I assume you haven't been here an hour waiting. So this evening, we're going to do our core meditation. I call it our core meditation. It's the meditation that we often come back to, and I really see as the foundation for this Sunday evening practice. And it's a meditation called Metta Bhavana, or loving kindness meditation. Now, if this is new to you, don't worry. I'll explain the whole meditation, and it will be fully guided. There's nothing you need to remember. But I thought that this week would be a very good week to revisit loving kindness meditation. Metta Bhavana literally translates to the cultivation of loving kindness. Metta usually being translated as loving kindness. Sometimes it's just translated as love, although that's a complicated word and has so many different overloads that usually we use the word loving kindness, but is also sometimes translated as friendliness or goodwill. And the notion of metta is this idea of loving kindness that is a form of love that is completely unconditional. It's not predicated on whether you know the person or you don't know the person. It's not predicated on whether you like the person or you dislike the person. It doesn't depend on whether the person is somebody who's generally nice to you or it's somebody who does bad things to you. It's a form of love that just says, I'm going to love you just because you exist, and like me, you wish to be happy. And so I'm going to connect with that part in you that wishes to be happy, and I'm going to love you, regardless of what you do. And so it's very difficult. It's a very complicated thing. And for most of us and I'm guessing I'm including everybody in this room, but I never know. But for those of us who are on the wrong side of enlightenment, it's something that is very hard and we can't actually do for everybody. But the reason that we do the practice is so that we can go a little bit further. You know, it may be that you find it easy to feel loving kindness for some people but not another group of people. And that's okay, that's just where you are right now. But the reason we do the practice is out of a real desire to be able to say, I know I want to expand that. I know I want to expand and include people. I want to be more loving towards people that today I find hard to love. And just to have that real true wish to actually expand our ability to love people. And it's very hard, and that's why we do the practice. If it were easy, we wouldn't have to do the practice. And for many people, this practice, because this practice goes back many centuries, this is a very ancient practice and a very, very popular practice around the world. And for many people, this is the core practice that they will work on for their whole life. Okay, so this isn't a one and done. This isn't do metta meditation a couple of times and you've got it. Maybe it will be for you. Certainly it's not my experience. I've been doing this nearly 20 years and I still have lots of difficulties with certain people, certain things. That's just where I am. But we do the practice so that we can increase our capacity to love all beings. And the reason I thought that it would be very good to do it this week is I think one thing we can say for virtual surety is there's not going to be a lot of loving kindness about in this country over the next few days. Okay, none of us know what's going to happen in the next few days, and you may have views one way or another as to the way you would like it to go or you would dislike it to go. But one thing I think we can all agree on is it's going to be a rough week, and there's not going to be a lot of loving kindness out there. Okay. And so what I'd like to encourage us to do is to say, well, let's play our part to this week to increase the amount of loving kindness in this world. Okay. And recognizing that, you know, there are big things happening, there are big decisions happening. Whichever way it goes, there's going to be 45% of the population which is totally ticked off with what happens. You know? The media is not going to be treating this with equanimity by any means, and will be, you know, will be, if you like, really amplifying some of the discontent, whatever happens. And like I say, what I don't think we're going to see is a lot of loving kindness, a lot of compassion shared around. So what I think would be good would be for, you know, for us in our small way to say, hey, if I can just this week show a little more loving kindness, maybe a little more compassion for the neighbor who has the wrong yard signs, or the yard signs you consider to be wrong, okay, maybe show a little bit of more compassion to that neighbor. Maybe show a little bit more understanding to the people who are upset after the result, or who are angry, or whatever. You know, if in just a little way, then we can do something positive this week. So the actual form of the practice, for those of you if you've not done this practice before, the form of the practice is a series of little, if you like, little bits of role play, where you start off by feeling loving kindness for yourself, then for somebody who you find easy to like, a friend, then for somebody who you don't know very well, and then for somebody who you consider an enemy. And the funny thing is usually when I teach this, when we get to the enemy part, you know, I say, you know, well, maybe that's a person who currently is giving you problems in your life, and I usually say, half jokingly, or maybe it's your least favorite politician. Okay. Well, maybe not so much half jokingly this week, because, you know, that's part of what we do when we do this. You know, we try to encourage loving kindness for all sentient beings, and that includes all those talking heads on the television. It includes all the politicians who win their races and all the politicians who lose their races. And I'm not going to pretend that's not hard. I'm not going to pretend I can do it. Okay? But what I do hope is that we can just go a little bit further, saying, yeah, I can expand out a bit. I can be a little bit more loving, a little bit more compassionate to those I'm going to meet this week. You know, there's a lot going on at the moment that's trying to separate people into one side or another. And I'm not saying the issues aren't important, and I'm actually not saying at all that you shouldn't have opinions and views and take a side, because we absolutely should have opinions and views and have some view as to, you know, what is right and what is going the wrong direction. Absolutely we should. But for the people, we should have loving kindness for all people, even if we completely disagree with how they're trying to move things. Okay? So that's the meditation we're going to do. Like I say, a very ancient meditation. And trust me, we may think that sometimes the issues that we have in modern days are so much more different and so much more complex than they were. Actually, when you look back at the history, and actually if you look back at the history of this particular meditation and when it came about during a time of war, you know, so that's what, you know, so yes, things change, but actually the issues that face humankind actually tend to be pretty cyclic and tend to come around again. So any questions before we start the meditation? And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving yourself the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the heating system, the sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion and the mat press back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis, taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine, maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, until you find the place where your head is naturally supporting by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also, not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, as a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. And as we meditate, allowing your mind to gently rest in awareness of your breathing. Using your breath as a place that your mind can return to if you could become distracted or wander off. And with your mind still resting gently on your breathing, recall a time in the past when you felt good about your place in this world. When you were happy and you felt that things were going well for you. Maybe it was a time very recently. Maybe it was a long time ago. Whenever it was, bring to mind that time and that place. Remember what it was like to be you then. And as you recall that time and that place, start feeling feelings of love for yourself. And allow those feelings of love to deepen and to grow. And as you do so, remind yourself that true loving kindness, true metta, is unconditional and is not dependent on whether things are going well or not. And so take those same feelings of loving kindness for yourself that you started to generate when recalling that time. And feel those feelings for you right now in this moment. Whether things are going well for you in your life right now, or whether you're having a difficult time. Whether you're happy about the way you're living your life, or whether you have concerns. But just unconditionally, start to feel feelings of loving kindness for yourself right now, in this moment. And allow those feelings of love, loving kindness, goodwill, friendliness towards yourself deepen and grow. And if you find it helps, use the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a friend, somebody who you find easy to like. And as you bring that person to mind, start feeling the same kind of feelings that you were feeling for yourself, for that friend. Feelings of loving kindness, feelings of friendliness, goodwill. And allow those feelings to deepen and to grow for that friend. And if, as you do so, you remember some of the things about him or her that kind of annoy you or niggle, again, reminding yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional. It's not dependent on that. And so feel feelings of loving kindness for that friend, regardless of how things are with them, with you at the moment. And again, if you find it helpful, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now very gently bring to mind a neutral person, somebody whose face you would recognize. Maybe you know their name or just their first name, but you know very little about them. Maybe it's a cashier at the supermarket. Maybe it's somebody you pass on your way to work. Whoever it is, bring that person to mind and start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them too. Not knowing whether they live the kind of life that you'd approve of or disapprove of. Not knowing whether they have the kind of personality you'd naturally like or naturally dislike. Not knowing whether you consider them to be good people or not. But just recognizing that whoever it is, like you, they wish to be happy. Like you, they suffer. And so start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Wishing them again to be well, happy, and free from suffering. If you find it useful using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. now bring to mind a difficult person, somebody who you find hard to like. Maybe it's somebody who's giving you problems in your life right now. Maybe it's somebody who you feel has hurt you in the past. Maybe it is that politician you can't stand. Whoever it is, bring that person to mind. And recognize that, like you, they wish to be happy. Like you, they experience suffering. And whatever you feel about them, whatever you think about what they've done, recognizing that true loving kindness is not dependent on those things. And so, start feeling feelings of loving kindness for that person. And again, allowing it to deepen and to grow. Trying not to get caught up in the narrative of the reasons why you don't like the person, but instead stripping down to their humanity and the shared wish to be happy. And again, if you find it helpful, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now imagine that the four people that you've meditated on this evening were all standing here in the studio this evening. Yourself, the friend, the neutral person, the enemy. All four of you standing together in this room. And visualize the four of you here. And feel feelings of loving kindness for each of the four of you. For yourself, who you know so well. For the neutral person that you know so little about. For the friend who you find easy to like. and the enemy who you find difficult to like. And so going from person to person and feeling feelings of loving kindness, of love, friendliness, goodwill to each of the four of you, and noticing any differences, noticing where it's hard, but trying to equalize the feeling of love you have for each of those four people, yourself included. And now expand outwards to include everybody who's here in this room this evening. All the people sitting around us. Maybe you know some of them very well, maybe you don't know any of them. But feeling feelings of loving kindness unconditionally for each of the people in this room. Wishing everybody in this room to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And now expanding outwards to include everybody who lives in this area, Vancouver, Camas, Washougal, many of whom you might know, but the majority of whom you don't know at all. But whether you know them or whether you don't know them, whether they're people you naturally like or naturally dislike, wishing every single person in this area to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single person who lives in this area. And expanding outwards toward the south to include everybody in Portland, everybody in the Portland metro area. All of the million or so people who live around here, some of which you know, and most of whom you never met, knowing that there are people who you'd like and get on with, and knowing there are people you'd completely disagree with in every way. But regardless, wishing every single person here to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single person in this area. And expanding outwards, expanding west across the coastal range towards the sea, expanding north up through Olympia and Seattle up to the Canadian border. Expanding east, along the gorge, out through Idaho. Expanding south, down through the whole of Oregon. Until you've included everybody in this Pacific Northwest area, and you're wishing everybody in this corner of the country to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And expanding further north, out through Canada into Alaska. Expanding east, across the Midwest and out to the East Coast. Expanding south, down through California, until you've included absolutely everybody in North America, every person, whatever their profession, whatever their political views, whoever they are, recognizing that you share us the same humanity with them and wishing them all, every single one, to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And expanding south, down through Mexico, through Central America, and through South America. Expanding west across the Pacific, east across the Atlantic, north and south across the poles, wrapping round until you've wrapped around the whole of this earth, every continent, and every single one of the nearly 7 billion people who live on this planet, and wishing every single one of them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And expanding outwards into the universe, not knowing if there are other sentient beings out there in the universe, but saying to yourself that if there are, and if they know suffering, that you'd wish them to be free from that suffering. And so allowing your loving heart to expand to encompass the whole of this universe. Every sentient being and every creature, whether on this planet or off, wishing every single one to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And feeling for a moment what it feels like to have a heart that's big enough to hold love for everybody. And without letting go of what it feels like to have a loving heart that's big enough for every person in this universe, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.